Hello? Are you still there?
Hey, Douglas. It's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How can I help you today? Are you curious about what our voice AI can do?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Ah, Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to hear from you. I've heard a bit here and there, but I'd love to know more about what makes Dasha stand out. What kind of magic do you bring to companies like Acme Plumbers?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. Lead generation can be tricky. Sometimes it's about reaching the right people at the right time without sounding robotic. Revenue growth often ties back to how well those leads convert. How does Dasha's AI handle that human touch to make conversations feel natural and effective?
Tell me more about reaching the right people at the right time.
Ah, great question. Reaching the right people at the right time means our AI can identify and engage prospects when they're most likely to be interested, like catching them at a moment they're ready to talk, not when they're busy or distracted. This boosts connection rates and makes conversations way more productive. Curious how we do that?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used this service, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining a year from now with Dasha's AI in action, I'd see a steady stream of warm leads coming in without the usual hassle, conversations that feel genuinely human, and a noticeable boost in sales closing rates. Basically, less time chasing cold leads and more time growing the business. What kind of results have your clients seen so far?
What do you mean by a noticeable boost in sales closing rates? Why is that important to you?
Oh, good point. By a noticeable boost in sales closing rates, I mean more of those conversations actually turning into deals or customers. It's important because closing sales is where all the effort pays off. More closed deals mean more revenue and growth. So improving that rate means your lead gen isn't just busy work, it's real business impact. Does that align with what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about how improving that rate impacts your business. Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here. What are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, improving that closing rate means more predictable revenue and better use of sales resources. Right now, a big challenge might be spending too much time on leads that don't convert or missing out on follow-ups. Does that sound familiar? What's your current process like for handling leads?
What are all the ways spending too much time on leads that don't convert are affecting the business right now?
Spending too much time on leads that don't convert can drain your sales team's energy and focus, leading to missed opportunities with better prospects. It can also slow down your growth because resources get tied up chasing dead ends instead of closing real deals. Plus, it might hurt team morale when efforts don't pay off. Does that hit close to home?
Can you go a bit deeper on how it slows down your growth?
Absolutely. When your team spends too much time on leads that don't convert, it means less time for nurturing high potential prospects or exploring new opportunities. This bottleneck can stall your sales pipeline, causing slower revenue growth and making it harder to scale. It's like running on a treadmill, lots of effort, but not moving forward fast enough. Does that resonate with your experience?
Wow. It sounds like your team's energy drain, missed opportunities, and slower pipeline growth are really holding you back. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
I appreciate the offer, Mary, but I'm actually just testing your AI capabilities today. I'm not scheduling demos myself. If you want, I can share the best way for your team to get in touch with the Dasha support folks.
Gotcha. Totally cool you're testing things out. What's the best way you think they should reach out?
The best way is definitely to email support@dasha.ai. The team there is super responsive and can answer any detailed questions or set up demos for you. If you want to explore more on your own, signing up on the Dasha.ai website is a great next step too. Anything else you're curious about while we chat?
Totally. That makes sense. Anything specific you'd want me to highlight or focus on while we're chatting?
Good question. I'd say highlight how natural and human-like the conversations feel, because that's what really sets Dasha apart. Also, mention how easy it is to integrate and start seeing results quickly. And of course, the boost in lead conversion and revenue growth is a big win. Sound good?